Hi there, this is Fiona from IELTS Exam Training Courses, and today we're looking at a little bit of grammar. So normally when you have a verb like I want to, it's followed by the infinitive. So for example, I want to go, or I have to go, or I need to go, and I try to go. So to usually tells us that it's followed by the infinitive, which is just the verb without any changes. And this is normally true, but there are a few which take ing after to, and I've tried to list them here, and I'm going to go through them because each one of them has something about it. So they are usually adjectives plus to. So, for example, I am addicted to playing computer games, for example. So addicted there is an adjective because you are describing yourself. So all of them, I'm just looking at the list. Yeah, all or most of them are some kind of adjective taking ed. So if we say this organization is dedicated to ending poverty, or the company is committed to improving conditions, or the money will be devoted to protecting the environment. So all those three examples, funnily enough, have the same kind of meaning. So it means that you focus on one thing. You're dedicated to ending poverty, or committed to ending poverty, or devoted to ending poverty. So the same meaning might help you to remember that they all take ing. Of course, this isn't always the case. There's one strange one, which is just a verb, actually, and I'm sure there must be more of these, but a verb which is commonly used, and I often say this, is I object to paying £3 for a bottle of water. So, you know, when you go to a restaurant or something and they charge you £3 for even a glass of water, which has just come from the tap, well, I refuse to pay that. So refuse to is normally followed by infinitive. So this verb, I object to paying, is followed by ing. And I do object to paying so much for just a bottle of water. Or I even sometimes object to paying £3 for a cup of coffee when all it is water and powdered coffee half the time. So that's a common one, and that's a verb. There's another verb, and I'm going to talk about the whole group again. So for example, I am not used to driving on the left. I'm not used to driving on the left. This is a tricky one because used to is also followed by the infinitive, but it has a completely different meaning. Well, completely different, but you can see the connection. So the meaning that is used most commonly is when you did something in the past, usually a habit, like smoking, for example, and now you've stopped. So you could say, I used to smoke. So smoke is infinitive, but now I don't smoke. So I used to smoke, I used to drink, I used to be slim, whatever. That's not a habit, but it's a state. That's fine, but it indicates that you've now changed. I used to be a teacher before I started this job, for example. So used to, as we know, is followed by infinitive when you're talking about a habit that you changed, habit in the past that you now no longer do. It is spelt used plus to, but because you're speaking really fast, it sounds like used to. I used to drive, I used to smoke, I used to live, I used to work. And that sounds exactly the same as when you use it as an adjective plus ing. So we'll talk about that in the next 5 minutes. All right, I'm back. This is Fiona, and we're talking about grammar today, especially using ing verbs. Some people call them the gerund, ing verbs, and we're talking about a special case of when you use gerund after to. So we were talking about used to, for example, I used to smoke, but you can also use it as an adjective, the word used, meaning I am accustomed to. So, for example, if you drive on the right in your country and then you come to the UK and you have to drive on the left, you could say, I'm not used to driving on the left. So notice it just is followed by ing, I'm not used to driving on the left. And also it's an adjective, so you say, I am not used to driving on the left. Whereas when you use the verb form, you'd say, I used to drive in my country, but now I don't drive because I'm not used to driving on the left. So a synonym for that is accustomed, and that might help you. I am more accustomed to driving on the right. So think of those two as a good example to remember it. I used to drive in my country, but now I don't drive in the UK because I'm not used to driving on this side of the road. And then it also reminds us of the verb I had to adjust to driving on the wrong side of the road. So when I arrived, I wasn't used to it. I had to adjust to driving on the other side of the road. Other well-known or common uses for this is when you end a letter, you say, or even when you're talking, you say, I'm really looking forward to meeting you. So I am looking forward to meeting ing you. I'm looking forward to meeting you. In a more formal letter, you just change, I look forward to hearing from you. That's just a little bit more formal. So finally, we looked at that group about the organisation being dedicated to ending poverty or committed to improving conditions and devoted to protecting the environment. And another one that comes up quite a lot is when you're susceptible to being scammed, for example. So, I don't know, if you're not used to the computers or, you know, these phishing techniques when people try and get your bank details, then you're more susceptible to being scammed by, scammers, hackers. So you could say, for example, older people are more susceptible to being scammed. And a synonym for that could be prone to. Older people are more prone to being scammed. When you check prone in the dictionary, it's also followed by infinitive. You can also say he's more prone to scams. No, that's not a good example. Right, listen to this one. It says, we shouldn't build in areas prone to flooding. You could also say, we shouldn't build in areas prone to flood. So both of those are acceptable, I'm afraid. I prefer prone to flooding. And that's the same with this example, where it says, he's not disposed to taking sides. So disposed to, meaning inclined to take sides, or that's not really his thing, or that's not what he really liked. And according to the dictionary, that can also take just the infinitive. He was not disposed to take sides. I prefer ing again. It sounds more natural to me. So we talked about children's brains being more disposed to learning languages. But in the dictionary, it says you can say that they're more disposed to learn languages as well. So both of those are okay. If you're not sure, just avoid using them. But the ones you can't really avoid is I'm used to, I look forward to, possibly addicted to, and I object to. So I hope that helps. Have a look at my full post in Facebook. Thanks for listening. Let me know if you have any questions. Bye.